ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै क्षिप्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्दे नुमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मेतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोष्मि। First of all, I am offering my lakhs and lakhs dandavat pranam unto the lotus feet of my Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnupad Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. Also I am offering my dandavat pranam in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, who preached the mission whole world in a very mercy. We can know Radha and Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his teachings. But nowadays, in Vrindavan, we see that some Babaji are there, and they are telling that Swamiji or the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, really they have no any Guru Parampara. The foolish persons, very weak persons, not knowing any Shastra, they may be bewildered by these things. But if a man who can preach the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in whole world in a very little time, he can wrote so many books like authentic books like Chaitanya Charitamrita, he can publish and explain Srimad Bhagavatam, the books of Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami. How he can be ordinary person? He was in the line of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, in the line of really Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sarup Damodaraya Ramanand and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Babaji are envious. I don't know from where they came, where is their Guru Parampara. Actually, there is no Guru Parampara of all these Babaji, so-called Babajis. And that is why they are doing some nonsense things to real Vaishnavas and Guru Parampara. I see that in any epic, Bhagavat, Gita, any Puran, even in Upanishads, in Vedanta, in Baldev Vidyabhushan Govinda Bhashya, or in the books of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, there is no word Babaji. Never I have seen. You cannot see Babaji word. From where this came? But in other hand we see renounce orders, sannyas. It is written in Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam Tridanda Sannyas. There is a story of Tridanda Sannyasi. In all Upanishads, it has been clearly given the method by which a person can take renounce order, sannyas, by saffron cloth and dunt and door and coffin. There is a sannyas Upanishad also. In Gita also it has been written about sannyas, who are really sannyasi. But never it has been told about Babaji any. So, there is no Guru Parampara, nothing anywhere written about that thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not himself Babaji. Madhvacharya, Ramanuja, any of them were not Babaji. We know that Ishwar Puripad, Madhvendra Puri were not Babaji, they were Sannyasi. After that, Sanatan Goswami was Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramanand, were not Sannyasis. Not Babaji. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Varanasi, in Kashi, Sanatana Goswami came in a beggar, Muslim beggar shape there. So much beard and very dirty clothes, like Mohammedan beggars. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met, he at once ran towards him and embraced him. Then he ordered to be sacred, to go take bath in Ganges and to shave all these things. He came. And then Tapan Mishra, the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, wanted to give him new clothes. But he refused it. And he told, if you want to give me cloth, then you should give me old your dhoti. And he gave. And he made his baribas, outer cloth, and door and coffin of sannyasis. And he took himself. No fire sacrifice or anything. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not give any mantra to him for this, nothing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time was in his red cloth. Sanatana Goswami thought that I should be very humble. I should not take the clothes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has so much honor for that sannyasi cloth and danda and everything. So being a humble person, he took only white dress in very small, that he is not going to take so much lamba dhoti, kurta and all other things, as he required only. Minimum. Only this. To minimize, he took that base. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is not anywhere written that he took gopi bhav. That you are gopi, you are Lalita, you are Vishakha, and I am giving you 11 kinds of modes. Your name is Lalita, you are inhabitants of Barsana, your birthplace is Barsana, you are married to any Abhimanyu Gop, and your dress is this, and you are Palladasi of Radhika from today. Never he gave anything. Not even anywhere written these things. Rupa Goswami, has he taken anything from anyone? Nothing. He was like ordinary. In white dress, he has taken danda and command, door and coffin or not, it is not written anywhere about Ji Goswami. He was Ji Goswami, not Ji Babaji. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, his older name from Grihastha, Shyamananda Prabhu, Narottam Thakur and Sivas, Srinivasavachar, never Babaji, anywhere not written, and by in this line that you are gopi and what gopi. Also, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur from to end, he was Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur householder name, Chakravarti. This is the upadhi,
title
of Grihastha Vaishnava Brahmin. Also Baldev Vidyabhushan, not Babaji. So we see that there is no word Babaji, but it was used for old persons in villages. Like someone used to tell Sanatan Goswami, oh, you are great Babaji, Bada Babaji. So not like this that anyone coming from, he has not left worldly desires, he is not renounced, and he has not known all the Vaishnava established truths. He is engaged in worldly four things: eating, sleeping,
fearing
and mating. Also involved in three W's. And anyone comes at once, Babaji used to give him, oh, you are Lalita, you are Vishakha. This is the call of all evils. This is the root of all the evils. Anywhere it is not written like this. So there is no Guru Parampara of these Babajis. And that is why they tell Gaudiya Vaishnava, from origin, from Brahma to Narad, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, Madhvacharya and his Parampara, and then Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rup Sanatan, Ji, Raghunath, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, three, Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda, and after that, Krishna Das, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, this is life. We have Gaudiya Guru Parampara. Someone can raise anything about Bhakti Vinod Thakur, that who was his guru? He accepted Bipin Bihari Goswami no harm, but his Siksha Guru and Bhagavat Parampara Guru was Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. Siksha Guru is not less than any Diksha Guru. Sometimes he may be more than Diksha Guru. Like we accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna, Rupa Goswami or Siksha Guru. Like Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has accepted six Siksha Guru Ji Amar.
Eichai
Goswami Ji Siksha Guru Ji Amar. So there should be no doubt about this, all these things. So sometimes Siksha Guru may be more superior than Diksha Guru. I know, I have so much faith and belief in my Gurudev. I know that Rupa Goswami is Guru of my Gurudev. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, though he is Jagat Guru, but he always considered Rupa Goswami and Srimati Radhika, his Siksha Guru. You know, Sikhipachamauli, this is slok.
Siksha Guru Sya Bhagavan Sikhipachamauli.
Bilwa Mangal Thakur has prayed in his book, Krishna Karanamrit. Yes, Siksha Guru is my Krishna himself. Nandanandan, Sikhipachamauli, keeping black feather shear and bansi in his
hand,
in his lips. So, his guru, who was his guru? Somgiri. But he preferred his gurudev, Siksha Guru, Krishna. He can respect his gurudev, but he respected more superior his Siksha Guru. So, we should not forget all these things. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur has guru, who was Bipin Bihari Goswami. He has written in Chaitanya Charitamrita explanation. But his Siksha Guru and Bhagavat Parampara Guru was Jagannath Das Babaji. No harm. Jagannath Babaji has his disciplic guru parampara. Srila Prabhupada has accepted Srila Gaurkishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He is undoubtedly, he was a pure Vaishnava. He was not only, but he was Mahabhagavat. Can you tell that who was guru of Haridas Thakur? No need. If any Brahma or Prahlad Maharaj is coming in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate, they don't need anything. We should accept without any doubt. Can you tell who was the guru of Swarup Damodar? Who was the guru of Srivas Pandit? Srivas Pandit was like Narad. Murari Gupta was
Hanuman.
He may be initiated from other, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted all. So there is no any, we don't know guru, but we accept them. So we should not have any doubt about Swamiji that he has no guru parampara. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, his guru was Srila Gaurkishore Das Raj Maharaj, you know, and his Siksha Guru, who was Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He has taken all these things, all all Siddhants and moods from Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. If there is no guru parampara of no guru of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, yet he is Vaishnav, like Haridas Thakur and others, but he has. So we have no any doubt about this. If anyone has doubt, they will lose their bhakti and they will go to hell. All Babaji are like that. They are very jealous, and that is what they are telling. From where it began, I don't know. Can anyone of Babaji in Vrindavan, Radha Kund, they can tell that from here it begins Babaji Vesh? They cannot tell. But they can tell very easily, oh, Gaudiya Vaishnava has no parampara. And the bogus persons, shaking like pendulum, rejected by Gaudiya Vaishnava. So, Vyabhichari?
Dabuji.
Having so much lust, rejected by Gaudiya Vaishnava, they go and become Babaji. So you should be very strong in this thing. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Prabhupada and Swamiji and we don't going to criticize them. Their rules and regulations, keeping Babaji Vesh. But we criticize their mood, Shilabhakti Bhavana Thakur is telling in Jaiva Dharma. Included in Bhagavat Parampara. Without Bhagavat Parampara, Guru Parampara is nothing.
It's complete.
Not complete.
You may explain what is Bhagavat Parampara.
You should tell. Or Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and anyone had not criticized about that base, taking door and copying. Like accepting that we are following gopis. We criticize our Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada and all Rupa Goswami, all has criticized that a newcomer person who comes, he does not know anything, something, quarreling with his wife, or his wife has divorced them, his husband. And he has no means to support his life. And anyhow he comes and sees that, oh, in this life, if I will take Babaji Vesh, then everything will be solved. Also, I may have 2, 3, 4, 5 ladies also,
widows
also, no harm, and we will then be equipped with all the things which is necessary for worldly life. Even they have no any symptom of renounce. There's too much attached with worldly things. Even then they are so lusty. There is no established truth. They don't know anything about these. They don't know what is bhakti, who is Krishna, what is bhakti ras. They don't know even which are gopis. Nothing, anything. Also, I'm reading from Bhakti Vinod Thakur. They have no Shuddha pure bhakti to Krishna. They are always engaged in asat sangha. Vishayi Sangha, association of self-gratifications persons, five persons. They are also having some irsha dvesh.
Envy and malice.
Everything. But even if you go to Radha Kunda and Vrindavan, they will take only 5 anas paisa. 5 ana means?
Only quarter rupees.
25 paisa only. This value is nothing. They will take and they will think that, oh, we are making in him Guru Parampara. And at once, without delay, because they will think that he will go to other Babaji and he will make disciple. So, he will at once give him, they will give up their hairs, and he will give them door and coffin, and thus at once gopi mood, that you are Lalita, you are Rup Manjari, you are Manjari. This is not correct method. First, we should try to obey all the rules and regulations being in Grihastha. Then be detached from worldly affairs totally. And coming in Vaishnava Sadhu Sangha, then Shraddha, and then with Shraddha again Sadhu Sangha, and then after Sadhu Sangha, he will understand the need of Sadguru, and he will inquire and khojega.
Search.
He will search a very good, qualified guru. And then he will take initiation. And he will take siksha from him. Shiksha means
instruction.
Teachings and instruction. And within Sadgurudev, in a beautiful friends, like friends. Vishambena Gurau Seva. And he will offer totally to Gurudev. And here so many days, so many years, and we will qualify it in all this basic and all kinds of bhakti, siddhant, established truths. He will know bhakti, sandarbha, and all Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he will qualify it, and he will come to the stage of nishtha. And after completing the course of nishtha, when he will be matured in nishtha, then ruchi will come automatic. When ruchi will come, it will come first on bhajan, that is chanting, remember, and all these things. So it is also of two kinds. Then asakti will come, it is also of two kinds. First it will come, asakti in chanting, remembering, and it will be now again, it will turn into asakti towards bhajaniya, that is Krishna and Radha, conjugal, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he will be qualified to take this vesh, door and coffin. And mood of 11 moods can come at that stage, and Guru will help him in taking ekadasa. What is your siddha deha? In that very stage, not before this. If before this anyone giving him siddha deha, then he will go to hell, certainly. So in this stage, Gurudev tells him that you are so and so. Your name, Siddhane Nam, is this. Not outwardly he does anything like Sarup Damodar. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told all these things to Radha Kund when he came, and he was so much learned in all kinds of bhakti. And you know how he was renounced? He used to take the rotten remnants of Jagannath Dev, even taken by cows.
Rejected by
cows. So we should be qualified like this, and then we will be qualified for Ekadash Manet, 11 kinds of modes. And then our Siddha Day, we can, in by Siddha Day, we can serve 24 hours. This is real method, and this is Siddha Pranali. Not that anyone is coming, and what I told, not qualified, just today coming, and oh, you are Lalita Gopi, you are this and that, you are the daughter of Vishvabhanu Maharaj, and you have been married to Javat, and your place is in Radha Kunda, and you are so beautiful, Mohini, and you are Gauri, and he has so much, what? His hair, beard, and giving now all this, he becomes in a shape of Gopi, taking
nose ring,
making choti here, wearing the ornaments of white ladies, some nupur,
ankle belt
in the face, and they become Gopi. We don't follow these things. And in disguise, he will be with so many widows in India, and they will ill childs. So this is not real method and Siddha Pranali. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur is giving, and Srila Rupa Goswami has given this Siddha Pranali in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, they have given this bona fide Siddha Pranali. But we cannot follow in this stage. We'll have to remember all our anatsa, aparadha, and there should be asakti, there should be very, very attachment in chanting, remembering, and all kinds of offenses have gone away. And then Gurudev will kindly, mercifully, he will accept him as his guru, is his disciple, and he will give the parichay,
identification
of his siddha. We have all what siddha de, but it is hidden by maya. Indeed, this material body and my body, but it is there. But who will know? If outer you are having purush bhav means
male mood,
but hiding this, being a female, and you will associate with other ladies, then what will be? So he must go to hell, and they are going. There is no guru parampara of these Vaishnavas. So we should try to be very bona fide in this and very strong. Have they written any book? All Babaji? Never. They don't know what is all these things. Once our Guruji was in Vrindavan with 400 persons, pilgrims, and he was doing Braj Mandal Parikrama. He invited so many Babajis. About 400 Babaji came, gathered there.